world. This is Wichita. The newspaper for every member of the family since 1872 brings you another thrilling chapter in the story of your city and mine. Through the medium of radio, the Wichita Eagle is able to open its rich storehouse of history and to present the living dramas of yesterday, the news stories that have now become cherished history. Curtain rises on tonight's drama. The First Federal Quartet brings us Keller's American Hymn.
Speed our Republic, O Father on high, lead us in pathways of justice and right. Rulers as well as the ruled one and all,
the lights in our playhouse dim down and we focus our attention on the Eagle Concert Orchestra under the direction of Russell Lowe. We hear Esprit de Corps by John Philip Sousa. Before we bring you another chapter of the drama, This is Wichita, just a word about the newspaper from which these stories are taken. Did you know that the Wichita Eagle carries over two times as many classified ads as any other newspaper in the state of Kansas? This large volume of classified advertising carried by the Eagle assures the readers of a large selection from which to choose. And, of course, it assures the advertiser of results. If you want to buy, sell, rent, or exchange, use the Wichita Eagle, Kansas' largest classified medium. Classified advertising in the Wichita Eagle has been steadily increasing throughout the years. The Eagle now ranks as one of the nation's leading classified mediums. And now the curtain rises on another dramatic story as revealed by the back files of the Wichita Eagle. Tonight we tell the story of the Horse Thief. During the early days between 1870 and 1880, the most despised criminal was the horse thief. And oftentimes their exploits came all too close to Wichita, at heart a peace-loving city. One morning, Ben Aldridge, who owned the drugstore on North Main Street, had some rather startling news to report.
Yes, sir. I've been suspicious of that guy Curly Mars for some time. And just a moment, I'll tell you all about it. How do, Miss Smith? What can I do for you?
Why, I want this prescription filled, please.
Oh, sure, sure.
No. Go on, Ben. What was you saying about Curly being a horse thief?
Yes, I'd like to hear about it too, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, I've got no positive proof yet, but Curly's sure given me my doubts. Now, not long ago, him and another fella got me out of bed about 3 a.m. and said they needed a prescription. Said a cowboy was hurt down the road. Say, Miss Smith, that was the same night that young fella you go with said he got hurt.
What? Well, I know how he was hurt, but what about this man Curly? Why do you say you're sure he's a horse thief?
Yes, what's your evidence, Ben?
Well, they got me up out of bed and ordered about everything I had in the store and then walked out without paying me.
The devil they did.
Yeah, said I could go whistle for my money. Well, just this morning in walked Curly and he chunked down a whole handful of gold pieces right there on that counter. And say, Miss Smith, come to think of it, that young man you know was with him.
Mr. Aldrich, please throw my prescription.
Sure.
Hurry, please. Mother's expecting me right away.
Go on with your story, Ben. This is getting interesting.
Well, I was just going to say, this here Curly plunked down this gold and said, there's the payment for them drugs. And when I said it was too much, he just laughed and said, the money come easy, and he didn't care.
Sure it come easy. Dishonest money always does, for a while. And then folks get out their ropes.
Well, all I can go by is circumstances, but between the time they first got that stuff here and paid for it, there's been a heap of horse stealing.
Mr. Aldrich, give me my prescription, please.
Yes, I'm sorry. Here you are, Miss Smith. Wait a minute, I'll wrap it.
No, never mind. There's your money.
Say, she really left in a hurry.
Yeah, sure did.
Ben, that looks mighty funny. You sure it was her young man that's running around with Curly?
Yeah, sure as my name's Ben Aldridge, and this is a drugstore. But for her sake, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Aldrich's drugstore, talking about Joe being associated with Curly, and they were so sure that Curly's getting his money from stealing horses.
But, Louise, did they believe Joe was really with him?
Yes, and I know they're right. Joel's told me Curly's a good friend of his.
Oh, my poor darling. Of all the men on these plains, you would have to fall in love with a horse.
Oh, thing. Don't say that. Not yet. Maybe Joel has some explanation. Maybe he...
You mean maybe he has some alibi that you'll eagerly grasp? No, Louise. Folks are pretty right-minded in this town.
Oh, but Joe, he...
Yes, I know. You can't believe that this young, smiling rascal with his sweet baby eyes is a thief. But if it's true, you must face the facts, Louise. You must forget him.
Forget him? Oh, Mother, you don't understand. I love Joe. I've got to believe in him.
Louise, let's think of it this way. What will you do if If you find out that what they're saying in town is true...
Why, I... Oh, but I won't find that out. It won't be true.
But if it is true...
If it is?
Yes.
I'll make him stop. That's what I'll do. He loves me. He'll listen to me. I can make him stop.
Darling, I must tell you something. Once I said those same words about a very charming young man, very much like your Joel. Oh, he wasn't bad. He was just adventurous. He loved the thrill of riding like a devil into the night. His heart sang when death chased him. It was life to him, fleeing furiously with a posse at his heels, bullets whining by his head. And oh, how easily, how quickly he would agree to forget all this, to give it up for me. But even as his eyes looked into mine, I knew he was lying. And then one night, he was caught. There was nothing romantic about that. There was no trial, no court to hear his plea. Just wild, outraged citizens, farmers with murder in their hearts, taking the law in their own hands. He died a horrible death. They call it hanging, but it's slow strangulation. Slow, torturous death.
You say you knew him?
Yes. He was your father. Oh, I haven't told you before, and no one knows about it in this town. It all happened when you were a baby and we were living in Missouri. And the only reason I've told you this now is so you'll understand. So you'll give Joel up. Forget him. Don't wait until it's too late. Until your heart's so entwined in his that you can't break away. Don't be a fool and think your love can save him. It can't. I know it can't.
We've been together exactly 1 hour. 1 hour filled with moonlight and pretty flowers. And you haven't said more than 10 words.
Haven't I?
No. And I'm going to find out about this. Whoa, boy.
Oh, come on, Joel. Let's not stop. I'd rather just ride along in the moonlight.
And not talk? Oh, no, you don't. Let's do just the opposite. Stop and talk a lot.
Talk? About what?
Never mind. Come on. Get off the horse now. Come on.
Oh, all right, Joel.
There you are.
Thanks. And are you going to do the talking?
Maybe. Ah, look, honey. Look at that moon. Look at the town down there. Bet you I can name every light. There's one in Aldrich's drugstore. And there's lights in the Eagle. Maybe old Colonel Murdoch's working on an editorial. Suppose?
He might be.
Wonder what he'd be writing about.
Maybe horse thief.
Huh? Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, Joe, let's stop all this nonsense. I've asked you some questions tonight. All you've given me are lies.
Louise.
Oh, Joel, I know what you are. I know you're in with that Curly Marsney's gang. I know it just as everyone else does. Joel, it is true, isn't it? You have been with him, haven't you? Don't lie, Joel, please. Because I love you anyway. But don't lie to me. I can understand, Joel. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked. Listen. My record isn't so beautiful. My father was one himself. He was hung in
Louise.
The door. Louise. Oh, yes, it's true. He was like you, Joel. Loved adventure. Couldn't find it in an honest life. He had to steal. Steal from people who could hardly afford to lose anything. That was all right. He had to have his fun and perhaps a little easily earned gold. But they hung him, Joel. They lynched him. Oh, it was a beautiful sight. He hung there for hours. But maybe it was worth it, eh? Maybe that was part of the adventure.
Louise, stop it. Stop it now.
Oh, it's all right, Joe. You see, you can tell me what you are. You don't have to lie to me. I'll still love you. I can't help myself.
Oh, Louise. Louise.
It is true, isn't it, Joe? You're doing it because you love the excitement, the adventure of it, don't you?
Is that what you really think?
I know it.
Well, then I guess there isn't much more I can say.
Oh, Joe, why do you do it? Why must that be your life?
Why didn't you tell me why? I love the excitement, the adventure.
Would you give it up for me?
For you? Of course, darling. You know I would.
About
yeah,
it.
You bet your life they should, and they got the right idea up in Butler County.
That's right.
A vigilante committee. Hang the horse thieves. That's it.
Now you're talking. There's plenty of horse thieves operating right out in this town.
Yeah, well, why don't we get started, huh? Rope ain't too expensive.
Somebody ought to stir this town up. If the law can't handle these horse thieves, we citizens ought to take over this town.
Okay, say, there comes Colonel Murdoch.
Colonel Murdoch?
Let's get him in on this. Afternoon, Colonel.
Good afternoon. Seems like you have quite a little discussion going on here.
Yes, that's right, Colonel. Now, why don't you get that paper of yours behind this issue? Stir those people up. We know there's plenty of horse thieving going on, and we know that some of the thieves are running right around in our town.
Yes, sir. That's right, Colonel. What this territory needs is some good old lynching parties.
That's
nice
right.
Rope neckties for the horse.
That's right. Sure. You and your paper can put it over, Colonel. How about it?
Well, gentlemen, my paper is on the side of law and order.
That's what we say. So let's just take the job over. Give a necktie party that'll show these horse thieves what's what.
I'm afraid you misunderstand me, gentlemen. I said my paper was for law and order, not wanton murder. We want law and order in Wichita, but we don't want lynching.
Yeah, but how about Butler County?
Sure, how about Butler County?
Well, they're lynching them over there, and that's what we need.
That's
here,
right. That's what we need.
I'm sorry. I do not agree. No town goes ahead by losing its head. Gentlemen, as long as I have anything to do with the Eagle, we'll keep lynching out of Wichita.
I just wanted to talk to you and tell you I won't be able to see you for a few days, maybe. Can you come outside?
Just a minute.
Louise, who is that?
Why, Mother, it's just...
Yes, just as I thought. Oh, Louise, can't you believe anything I tell you?
Oh, Mother, please.
You can't see him. Get out of here, you dirty thief. If she hasn't sense enough to tell you to go, I have.
Well, now, wait a
minute. Mother, please, I'm not
talking
to you.
I forbid you, Louise. Come back here this minute.
I'll be back in a minute.
Something tells me I'm not very popular with your mother.
Oh, Joel, you shouldn't have come here. Mother knows what you are. Of course she wants me to give you up.
But you're not going to.
No, but I don't like to hurt her. Oh, Joel, what is it? What do you mean you won't see me for a few days?
Well, you know about my farm and folks over in Butler County. I'm just going over to see them for a few days.
And you must leave tonight. You couldn't make the trip in daylight.
Well...
Oh, Joel, stop lying. You're going with Curly and his gang, aren't you?
Well, listen, Louise, don't worry. After this, I think it's going to be all over. I mean, I'll really be through then.
Oh, Joel, how could that make any difference? Why, go?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry, but I've got to hurry. I must meet Curly at the end of the road. Wish me luck, darling.
Oh, Joel, no. Don't go, please. Joel, you promised.
I love you, darling. I'll tell you about it later. Goodbye.
Joel! Come back! Joel!
Louise, what is it?
He's gone. He promised. But he's going to meet Curly tonight.
Oh, Louise, don't you see? It will always be this way. It's in the blood. He can't break away and you can't hold him.
Maybe not. Maybe I can't hold him. But there's one thing I can do.
What?
I can go with him.
Louise!
He's riding tonight with Curly and his gang. Well, so am I. Give me that gun, Mother, and help me saddle my horse. I'm not licked yet. I'm going with you.
Oh, Louise, you crazy little fool.
Yes, maybe I'm crazy, but I'm not going to give you up without a fight, Joel. My mother lost her fight, but I'm not so easy. Joel, you know they'll get you someday. You're heading right into Butler County. That's where they have a vigilante committee. Don't you know they've advertised they'll string up four horse thieves a month?
Shh, quiet now. Here comes Curly. Louise, go on back. Don't be...
Hi, Curly.
Idea of the girl.
Oh, never mind her. Where's the rest of your men, Curly?
They're back in Wichita and they're staying there, too.
But I thought we were...
You fought wrong. I'm not making no raids tonight and not in Butler County anytime. Listen, Joel, this territory's getting too hot for horse thieves. I'm going to head for the boys.
But wait a minute, Curly. Well, I know where there are plenty of horses.
Then you go get them. Say, you wouldn't by any chance be trying to lead me into a trap, would you?
Why, of course not, Curly.
Well, you can have your Butler County. I still want to keep my neck.
Well, there he goes. And just when he might have gotten what was coming to him.
Joe, what do you mean?
Huh? Oh, I'd almost forgotten you were here.
Joe, what he said about a trap. Joe, you... Were you trying to lead him into one?
Well, young lady, I guess the time has come for you to know the truth. Yes, I purposely came to Wichita, got in with Curly and his gang because they were the ones who robbed my folks' place, took every horse we had. I wanted him to lead him into that vigilante committee. They were waiting tonight. They'd have finished him and broken up at least one gang that's been plaguing this territory.
Oh, Joel, you mean you really have a farm in Butler County? Oh,
sure I do. Come on, we're going to ride over and see it now. I've got to tell that committee that our little necktie party is all off.
Oh, Joel, you're really not a horse thief?
No, I'm sorry. You won't be able to reform me, my dear.
Oh, but what I told you about my father...
Oh, forget about it. I guess there's many a family in this old West with a horse thief or two in the family closet. I guess it won't hurt me not knowing about it, though. Fact is, it'll come in right handy when I want to keep my mother-in-law off her high horse. Well, there she is, Louise. Right over there beyond that little clump of brush. That's my farm. Kind of pretty in the moonlight, isn't it?
It's beautiful, Joel. Beautiful.
No, I've got to round up that committee. They should be somewhere around here. They're going to be mighty disappointed with nobody to hang tonight.
Joel, what's that campfire over there?
Huh? Well, that must be them. Come on, we'll gallop over there. Come on, boy. Oh, boy. Say, they must have cornered some other horse thieves. Louise, maybe you better stay here.
Oh, no, I want to go with you, Joe.
But if it's a lynching, it's not very pleasant. Huh? Louise, that's what it is. They've caught someone.
Hey, hiya, Joel. Hey, come on, join the party. They caught a nice horse. You've got this time
for this. Please, I'm innocent, I tell you. Don't hang me. Please, let me tell you. Don't take my life. Don't listen. Don't hang me. No.
Come on, let's put that
in. No, please. Give me a fair trial. Don't do this to me, please. Come on now, listen to me. I don't want to live. I don't want to die yet. Free him. Give me a fair trial.
Oh,
no, no, rat. No, 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 rat.
Quiet, you rat.
Oh, Joel. That horrible.
Hey, hey, look out. The knot slipped. Get in. He's getting away.
Come on, Louise. You mustn't see this. I thought I'd sort of glory in seeing a horse thief hang. That's what I'd planned for Curly and his gang, but I'm sick of it. Lynching's not the answer, Louise. Maybe all us farmers feel like it, but we shouldn't. We've got no right to take the law in our hands. Wichita's done the right thing. They've kept their heads. I think that's where we'll make our home.
And so the curtain falls on another chapter of This is Wichita. All characters in tonight's drama were fictitious, but the plot is taken from actual incidents which occurred in this territory during the early 1870s. Every Sunday evening, the Wichita Eagle opens its files to reveal a story of the exciting past of this city. This program was produced in the KFH studios in the York Wright building. And you're cordially invited by the Eagle to listen again next Sunday to another dramatic episode in the story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.